unfortunately, we had some blacks, if they were cold, they would just rip the doors down, yeah, or rip the flames off and burn the furniture, or destroy anything, which is very unfortunate.
It is. Are any of those being restored now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Landmark Savannah has just recently started using cedar workers that are paid by the government, hardcore workers. Mm. And with the proper supervision, they're trying to restore these houses, mm-hmm. bring them up to standard. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the local landmarks in Savannah, things that tourists would want to see, things that are famous?
Well, most people, I guess, go to the Pirate's House because of its reputation all over the country. It's very interesting. It's good food. Fort Pulaski is a great place to go and take the kids. We have a great many old homes in Savannah that are available for tourists to go in. The Orange Thomas House, and they've restored a great many of the old homes. Telfair Academy. Of course, Christ Church is the first church ever built in Savannah. Mm. And of course, the riverfront now probably attracts more people than...
What are the attractions of the riverfront?
Well, the fascination of seeing the ships come in from many, many foreign ports, and I suppose we have over 300 ships a month that come in or go out of the port. There are stores running from East Broad to West Broad, little stores and shops of every kind, full of leather goods, basket, jewelry, most anything in the world you want, great many eating places. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place at night for the young people and those who like to party and go out and have a good time.
It's a really nice area.
It is a beautiful, they spend a lot of money, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Very well done. Anything else that's a particular attraction?
Yes, there is a statue on the riverfront to the Waving Girl who, before her death, met every ship that came in or went out of the harbor, either waved at them with a handkerchief or with a lantern.
When was this?
She died about 15 or 20 years ago, but up until her death, for some 50 or 60 years, they had a home on the Savannah River. And regardless of the hour of a ship coming in or going out, she was there to wave at them. And she was known all over the world for that tradition. I waved at her twice going out and coming in.
There is an airport here.
Travis Field.
Travis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is it, it's a commercial, regular commercial?
Commercial, the Eastern, Delta, National. Mm-hmm. And there again, even though we have many, many passengers coming in and going out, being backed up to the ocean handicaps us compared to Atlanta or Macon, who has access for people to come in from all four sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that would be a problem. If you were driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
You would probably would come in on I-16 if you were coming from Atlanta or anywhere in the West. At one time, you use Route 80, which runs from the Atlantic Ocean, which is Savannah, all the way to San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were coming in from the South, 17 was the only road to come in until 95 was completed just recently. Mm-hmm. So, of course, everybody comes in on 95. And from the north, either 17 or 95. Mm-hmm. Now, 95 passes Savannah about 10 miles to the west. Mm. And some of our people were very upset that it didn't come right through the heart of the city, but...
Well, 10 miles is not too far, really.
10 miles is not too bad.
It might be better that it's not right through the heart of the city. What, when you're driving along one of these large highways between states, what do you call the place where you might pull off to... stop, there might be picnic tables there.
Rest area.
Okay, any other name for it?